This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome. You are tuned into the Money Control podcast series FutureWise, where we bring you the latest and upcoming trends in education and careers. I am your host, M. Saraswati, and today we have with us Rohan Krishna, co-founder and CEO of Get Me A Course. Now, a lot of us always think of pursuing courses online, but there is a lot of confusion that comes in with respect to what is the course that you should look at, which is the course provider, and so on. Rohan's company helps you navigate this path and helps you choose the right courses for your professional career. Let us hear from Rohan on how you can navigate this path. Hi, Rohan. Welcome to the show.
Hello, Saraswati. Good afternoon, and thank you for your kind introduction.
Tell us a little more about what was the whole idea behind setting up, you know, Get Me A Course.
Sure, definitely. So we have been working in the education sector for a long time, and working in this space, what we found 2 years back that it's still very difficult to find the right course, what you're looking for. So for example, if for the generic purpose or generic topics like data science, digital marketing, project management, if you go and you make a search on Google, users will find a lot of results. You know, I think the last result gave 4.5 million search results for project management related trainings and programs. So that was one bit of the problem which we spotted, that, you know, for a user, it's practically not feasible to go and find out the right course. Whereas the other aspect was, if you look for very niche program like nanotechnology related program or interior designing programs, mathematics, there you will find very less results, right? So the users were having a very tough time where every month more than 60 million people are searching for programs online, and they are struggling, you know, not only online, even classroom training programs and on-site training programs. And the entire education sector has been very scattered and unorganized. So there, that was a point where we decided to, you know, start building Get Me A Course and organize everything and bring everything into the place. And that was the starting point. Now, once we started rolling out and we rolled out the product, we spotted the other breaking points where, you know, why does any user want to learn? You know, why do they subscribe to a course? And it is very highly tied up to their intent. You know, either they're looking for a job, to get promoted, to move up in the career, you know, or maybe, you know, to implement at work. Where we brought, and keeping these things in mind, we brought the next element of providing the data related to jobs and available jobs and available mentors for a specific skill, you know, so that a user can go and talk and subscribe or apply for a job while he or she is in a program or in a course which they are doing. You know, so this was the entire vision, you know, correcting the lifetime need of learning, employment and mentorship through Get Me A Course. And we very successfully did it.
Okay. But for me as a user, how does the whole process work? For instance, if say I'm in the digital marketing space and I say want to move up ahead in my career. So mm-hmm. I just put in, those keywords in the search and I get a list of courses where I can choose.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So that's a very good question. And there's the beauty which we have brought into this ecosystem. Now, what we spotted out based on the data available through market research and on our website is that there is a mix of two kind of audience which come looking for a program. So one audience, they specifically know, irrespective of age group, we cater from age group from 15 plus to as old as 60, 65 from 190 plus countries. Mm-hmm. What we spotted that there are a lot of people who know exactly. So, for example, we spotted a good age group of 50, 55 plus coming and on our website and looking for vegan cooking, baking cookies, you know, painting, right? Whereas few others were looking, the younger generations were looking data science, Hadoop, Java programming, architectural related courses. But that was not all, you know. What we spotted that there was a major chunk, you know, who actually had no idea what to learn. And this is a classic example. You go and ask anyone even today that, hey, what do you want to be 5 years down the line? And 90% of the audience will not have any answer to it, you know. And 10% of the people who know exactly what they want to be, they don't have any idea what is the route or how they can achieve to it. Mm-hmm. So This is a problem which we were still trying to work on, and with the current trends of, you know, a lot of reports have been even shared by industry bodies and the media of different categories that, you know, 80% of the engineers are not fit with their skills. 90% of an MBA graduates and postgraduates are not fit. You know, 1.5% coders can do a proper coding. So these are very depressing and disappointing figures, you know. And what was the reason? And the reason has been very simple, that a lot of course correction is required in our education system. Yeah. And that cannot be done over one night. It needs a lot of effort, not just from postgraduate or graduate or after school, but from the childhood, from the beginning. And I'm sure that, you know, the government and the other bodies are taking very good care of how we can build it. But the question comes is that if someone has studied for 12 years of schooling, 4 years of graduate, and again, if he or she has to do a course for getting a job, then that's a very serious question, right?
Yeah.
So the idea which we thought is that, you know, more important is to bring in the skill-based, you know, approach in learning. How we can make a person skill-ready. So, for example, you know, if someone is in the final year of the placement, you know, before he or she is going for a job, is he ready with the skills for the first? Or if someone is in a mid-career who is stuck or who is planning to move ahead in the career, is he ready for his next move? Or is she ready to go to the next level of the job which is demanding different set of skills? And unfortunately, there was no engine or no platform today which can provide you this answer. And we were very happy to release our product Gravity, which is part of getmeacourse.com. You go to the website and you will see the option right on the front of the website, where you can go and start exploring your career path. Anyone, any discipline, you know, then they can just go in, they can enter the job title, the location they are based out of. You know, we are having worldwide data and years of experience they are having. Now, once they enter these three data points, you know, we actually tell them what their career options are. You know, if they are to, for example, if there is a digital marketing manager person who is based out of Delhi or Bangalore with 4 years experience, we actually tell them, you know, these are your career options on the website to our user interface. And for each of the job titles which he or she wants to move up, we tell them what will be the salary expectation, increment in their salary, you know, with based on the city. And most important, what are the skills required for that job? So the entire purpose was to make everyone ready for a job based on the skill. Now, how do we do that? So, for example, if a marketing manager wants to become a senior marketing manager, we tell them these are the skills which you need to have for a senior marketing manager. And if a person is having a missing skill, as soon as they click it, we provide the best 5 scores based on their profile, which they can go and they can subscribe right away to add that skill. And that also free, no cost associated with it. Right? If they feel that, you know, they want to take more advanced version, there are paid courses listed as well. You know, and in fact, they can also see what are the jobs of digital marketing manager, senior marketing manager, you know, available, you know, once they have those skills they can apply to. Or let's say they're stuck in some of the topics or skills, they can even find out the list of mentors whom they can find and connect and get it sorted out.
And what about the trainers? Would trainers also have an option to kind of keep adding new courses?
Oh, yes. So we have built a very good ecosystem and engagement model for trainers. And that was another purpose of Get Me A Course, to build a very neutral ground for trainers worldwide to come and add their courses and reach the idle students. So any trainer can come to our platform, they can sign up, they can add their course. You know, once they add their course, we get a notification. We have a QA team which audits and reviews it. And once we approve it, it's live, you know, and if a student is looking for that specific topic, they can, you know, it's basically a matchmaking for a trainer and a student. At the same time, if trainers want more aggressive marketing for their course, we even have a product called AdSmart only for trainers, where they can go and they can, you know, advertise their courses on specific interests of the user base.
Okay. But from you know, from a company perspective, what would be the expansion plan for you? Would you also be, say, open to tying up with universities as well?
Yes, we are talking and in fact working with certain universities. And the interesting part of what we are proposing to universities is this, that Hey, you had someone who was your alumni, right? They studied 2 years, 4 years, 6 years, X number of years with you. And once they have graduated or post-graduated out of your college, why do they go somewhere else, you know, and take a program? Why not they be with you, right? So we have a product, especially for the universities where we help them, you know, to for their current students and even alumni to stick back to their alma mater, you know, and stay engaged with this skill-based learning offered by the universities as well.
Okay. Rohan, just one last thing. In terms of, you know, upskilling as well, do you think there is a right time when I should, you know, look for a course, or is there a right period, or say after X number of years working, should I be looking for upskilling?
Okay. Upskilling is required from the beginning, right? If you first get into a job, right, it should start even before that, right? But anyways, let's talk about someone who is working. If you're working in a job and if you don't upskill, let's understand what will happen. Would you get promoted to your next level, next job? That's very difficult, isn't it? Because it's very competitive environment we are living in. You know, people coming from different education, educational institutes from India, from abroad, you know, and everyone is competing for that specific job which you want to move next. So if you don't upskill, definitely the other guy with that extra skill and will have an advantage over it. The second thing is that if you don't upskill, you yourself will become weak and will not be a good performer in your current work. Right?
True.
So upskill should always be happening and you know, you don't need to pay for it. We are living in such a beautiful world today that education is absolutely free. And one thing which Get Me a Course is very confident of, if anyone comes and says, hey, I want to be skill ready, and we can guarantee that they can be a skill ready for any cost. You know, there are so many free courses, there are so many good courses, there are paid courses. You know, there is no scarcity of food, you know, in terms of how much you can eat, how much you can consume. It's about the discipline which every individual needs to bring within themselves so that they're ready and they're even doing justice to their work and the company. Right, with the right skills and the sharpness towards how they are implementing or they are executing their work.
Okay, so then it's all about lifelong learning then.
It is. You know, there is a very interesting analogy. Let me ask you a question. You know, think of it. If I ask you how many times would you book a flight in your lifetime, what would be the number?
I mean, that's something that I obviously won't have right now.
Let's say, you know, 100, 200 flights, right? You know, in your lifetime, 200 flights you might book. But if I would have asked this question 15 or 20 years back, you would have not given the answer 200.
Yes.
Right? Because things are becoming more efficient every day. We are moving towards a very, you know, very technocratic and very fast moving life pace. So similarly, even the education and learning is not about just 10 plus 2 plus 4 and done. You know, now it's becoming more. And in fact, a lot of data show that people on an average are learning at least 8 to 10 skills every year. Right. So you will, and this will further continue because as soon as the competition is increasing, not only in colleges and education, but also in jobs. So you will definitely look to be more skill worthy, more advanced with skills so that, you know, you will always have a competitive advantage. Make sense?
Yeah, sure. Thank you, Rohan. Thank you so much for taking out time for us.
No, thank you very much. It was really nice talking to you, Saraswati.
And now a word on our subscription product. Money Control Pro offers actionable investment ideas, independent research, insights and analysis from the world of business, economy, politics and policy. Get access to Money Control Pro at ₹599 for a year. Use code GETPRO. For more information, check out the Money Control website or mobile app. The offer is available on Android and the web.
I'm sure a lot of our listeners would have their doubts cleared, and this would help them probably choose the right course for their future. That's all for this edition of FutureWise. If you listeners have something to say or want us to cover some topic, please write to us on mcpodcast@nw18.com. For more news, views, and updates, stay logged on to moneycontrol.com. Thanks for listening.